Mein Führer, here is Herr Kind Sanitized, the man who claims to be a visitor from the future year 1990.
Good, good. Come in, Herr Sanitized. Please, make yourself comfortable. Leave us alone now, Bourbon.
But, mein Führer...
Leave!
Yes, mein Führer.
Well now, Herr Sanitized, I trust you've been treated well?
Oh, yeah, sure,
Oh, just call me Führer.
Thanks, Führer.
I must tell you, Herr Sanitized, when I first heard of your claim to be from the future, I was sure it was a hoax, perhaps even a plot to assassinate me. But I realized that if in the future time travel does become possible, the Germans will be the only race capable of developing it. And the first person that future historians will want to meet is the man who forever changed the world, me, Adolf Hitler. Isn't that correct, Herr Sanitized?
Yeah, sure, Führer. In fact, it's...
Of course it is. And the very fact that you're here is proof that Germany is destined to win the war.
sure. Of course, Führer. Every school kid knows that, yeah, Germany won the war.
I knew it was true. You are from the future. And this is a testament. Providence is protecting me in my historic mission by giving me this glimpse into the future. Now then, tell me, Herr Sanitized, what was the turning point in the war?
That's easy, sure. It was your brilliant leadership during the Normandy invasion.
Normandy! So that's where they're coming!
Oh, no, no, no. That's where they wanted you to think it was coming. But, you were way too smart for that.
I was?
Sure, you were the one who guessed that the whole thing was a giant hoax designed to drain your panzers away from the Russian front, where the real invasion came from. Oh, they'll land even a few troops, try to make it look good, and your generals will scream for reinforcements. But, just like the history books say, thanks to your iron will, every request will be ignored. After the big Allied rout on the Eastern Front, it's down the drain for the big three.
Oh, really, really? Go on, go on!
Well, it's a great blow to their prestige. Eventually, the pact between Stalin and the West falls apart. Roosevelt loses the election, and Germany goes on to victory.
I knew it would happen. Only a drunken idiot like Churchill could believe in an alliance with the Bolsheviks. Aside from the fact that I've always regarded Roosevelt as a madman, guilty of the worst crimes under international law.
Don't worry, he gets his in the end. After the Americans surrender, their big war crimes trials held in, Philadelphia. Sure, they became known as the, Philadelphia trials.
Serves him right, especially with that ridiculous cigarette holder. Why, when I get my hands on him, I'll have him shot, drawn, quartered, I'll haul him up to a meat hook on piano wire. And then I'll have him cremated. His ashes will be strewn on some deserted alley, so that no one will have even a grave to place flowers on. Well, I guess even I'm not that cruel, although I'm sure that my enemies would be.
You know, as long as I'm here, I might as well give you some more help. You know all that research on, like, super weapons, atomic explosions?
Yes, yes.
Save your money, Führer.
Please call me Adolf.
Thanks. Anyway... A-bombs, they don't work. It's scientifically impossible.
I knew it! That Einstein and all that hocus-pocus science, they're all a bunch of swindlers. Why, we've been spending millions of Reichsmarks on this, and I might add with my serious misgivings. Don't you think it's much better to work on the V-2 rockets?
Sure, Adolf, baby. But you know how your generals claim that the rockets can't reach the U.S. from Europe?
Oh, when I suggested that, my experts said they'd fall harmlessly into the Atlantic.
Wrong. Once again, your famous intuition saves the day, Dolph. In fact, it's a V-2 attack which destroys New York and forces the collapse of the U.S.
Brilliant! I'm even a greater genius than I thought! Now, wait a minute. Let's see. I want to get this all down on paper. Start firing V-2s at the U.S. Drop A-bomb research. Oh, and yes, all panzers to the Eastern Front the moment that phony Normandy business starts. Oh, well, thank you, Herr Sanitized. I'm so sure of victory that I think I'll send out my Gruppenführer Fegelein to the Eastern Front this time with 2 boxes of iron crosses for the boys who fight most heroically.
You better make it 3.
Yes, 3. Even better.
Well, Führer, looks like my job here is done. I can't tell you what an honor is to be meeting you. You're just as sharp as the history books say.
Well, thank you, Herr Sanitized. It's comforting knowing that good will eventually win out over evil. Say, before you go, I couldn't help but notice those charming photograph records you're carrying under your arm there. I don't suppose you might let me in on the secret. Do the Nazis have a big effect on music in the future?
Oh, well, as a matter of fact, every one of these records sort of has, like, maybe a Nazi theme. Let me play one for you.
Oh, goody. You know how I love good music.